Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Robin Hood, it's a dude, is not only a mythical character immortalized in film and even theater, it is also the name of a U.S. financial services company and brokerage that is known for a number of things, but in particular, its commission-free trade of stocks. Now, it's known for that because so many of its users have been trading stocks wildly over the course of the past 9 months or so. But if Robinhood isn't charging for trades, how exactly are they making their money? It's actually something called order flow, which I love that I have absolutely no idea what this means. Someone who does is Preet Banerjee. He is a personal finance expert. He is Preet Banerjee on YouTube, and he joins us now from Toronto. Hello there.
Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Order flow. What is order flow, and why would someone want to buy it?
Yeah, great question. And the answer is that this is what makes commission-free trading in the United States a possibility. So normally what happens is if you have an online discount brokerage account and you place an order to buy or sell a stock, you would think that it gets routed to an exchange. And about half of the time it does, and an exchange will try and match you up with someone who wants to take the other side of that trade. But the other half of those trades actually get routed to what are called market makers. And a market maker, their function is to provide liquidity to a market so that your trades execute quickly. And what they'll do is they will actually pay the discount brokerage to say, hey, we will pay you if you send your customers orders this way, we will execute them. And so they make the payment to the brokerage. So the brokerage's revenue, instead of a trading commission per trade that you would normally see, they say, well, it's going to be free to you, customer, and we'll get our revenue from the market maker. And the market maker is able to do this because they make their money by the difference between the bid and the ask spread of securities that are trading in the market. So they kind of like scalp the in-between spread between the bid and ask. It's a very low margin business, but when you do it at huge scale, we're talking hundreds of millions of shares of execution, these little fractions of pennies add up to big money.
Why would Robinhood do this? Are they the only one that does this? Are they the biggest player that does this? Were they the first to do this?
Yeah, they instigated it. And the real big sort of legacy brokerages in 2019, basically at the same time, we're talking like TD Ameritrade, E-Trade, Schwab, they all said, yep, we're going zero commission as well, because they saw how this was such a winning proposition for Robinhood. Because, you know, on one hand, when it comes to financial inclusion, no account minimums, no costs, explicit costs to trade. They attracted so many customers, and they've made trading and access to do-it-yourself trading so easy, and some would say maybe too easy, that they've got millions and millions of customers that have opened up these accounts and are trading a lot. So if you compare the typical Robinhood customer, and if you go back to where things really blew up, it was at the beginning of the pandemic, and these what are called sort of pandemic day traders who were at home, they weren't able to do anything. They had stimulus checks. They put money into Robinhood because there was low barriers. And it's found that they're trading about nine times as frequently as sort of the users on the other legacy platforms in the U.S., such as E-Trade, 40 times as much as users on Schwab. And here's where it gets really interesting. 88 times as much for options versus the other brokerages. And this
my
is where
blood
they make,
goes cold.
Yeah. And so you can also sell order flow for options to market makers, and they pay a higher rate for that. And that's now where all the money is really being made.
You referenced the United States. This is not how it works here. Why not? Why doesn't it work like that here in Canada?
It's banned. Yeah. You are not allowed to have payment for order flow as a brokerage in Canada. Same with United Kingdom, same with Australia. And the reason is there is this conflict of interest because, you know, you're supposed to have the best execution price for your customers. You're supposed to act in their best interests. Mm. And so by having this payment for order flow model, it calls into question, you know, what is the incentive? Are the incentives for routing orders bigger than the incentive to execute at the best price? And a lot of money is being made. The small individual customer probably doesn't complain that much with respect to their own trades, because from their perspective, you know, what if their trade gets executed at $9.84 as opposed to $9.83 or whatever?
Yeah, because they saved $9.99 on that order if they were paying full carry.
Exactly. But where it is becoming more of an issue is the principle of it. And this goes to the overarching Wall Street versus the little guy. And so the little guy individually, they probably don't care about, you know, the they're saving money versus the other platforms. But in terms of the us versus them, they're saying, hey, we've got an issue with this on principle. So it's a very interesting dynamic.
How then does Wealthsimple do commission-free trading here in Canada? Well, they just have some like wealthy trust fund kids who are cutting checks. I'll pay for commission-free trading.
Yeah, so it's interesting. So commission-free trading in Canada can make sense if you think about the type of investor who is opening a trading account, mirroring what's happening in the States. And so the stocks, the individual stocks that people are hyping up and trading are all U.S. listed. And so with a no commission platform in Canada, because you can't make revenue from selling order flow, you have to turn to alternative sources of revenue. And one of those big sources can be foreign exchange spreads. And so what's an important distinction for anyone who has an account in Canada who's trading a lot of U.S. listed securities is to see whether or not your brokerage allows you to hold U.S. cash balances in your account, or if they force you every time you buy and sell a U.S. stock to convert it from Canadian to U.S. to buy it, and then force you to convert it from U.S. to Canadian when you sell it, even if you're going to immediately turn around and buy another U.S. stock, because the spread from this foreign currency round tripping is 3%. And that can actually be a lot larger than, you know, the $10 commission.
I want to talk about some of the unintended consequences here. In the US, and with Robinhood in particular, there was unbelievable volatility on what have been coined meme stocks, GameStop, AMC, just like tons of these names who have been having ridiculous volume and ridiculous highs and lows. It does seem like it has added a really unpredictable dynamic to trading.
Yeah, absolutely. And trading volumes have really exploded. Not only do you have just a huge new wave of brand new investors, but these new investors are trading at frequencies so much higher than everyone else that came before them. And part of that is because of this frictionless sort of environment where, you know, they're not sort of looking at any of these per trade costs, and they're just saying, oh yeah, it's easy. I can in, I can go out. It's all mobile first. So these apps are designed first to be on your phone, desktop second. And so you can trade when you're, you know, on your transit, you know, during a break, at work, whatever it is. It's just so easy. And on top of that, it's all gamified. And so, you know, you open an account, you make your first deposit, you have confetti exploding on your screen.
Right.
Right. And so you've got that dopaminergic response in your reward center in your brain. And every time you make a trade, all, you know, same thing. So it's encouraging more trading. And a lot of academic research says, you know, the more you trade, the worse it is for your performance. There's a paper called Trading is Hazardous to Your Wealth. And it's a huge drag.
You and I are not young. We're not old, but we are not young. So we recall the dot-com boom and bust. We recall the financial crisis of 2008. We know, because we've seen it, that there will be a market correction at some point. Given that we know this and history has proven that that will occur, how do these investors who've been benefiting from commission-free trading and have seen their investments go up and up and up, how do they fare when that inevitable correction arises?
That's a really interesting question. So, you know, with previous big downturns, there's this kind of dynamic equilibrium where people who get burned and they've been doing it themselves, sometimes they'll turn to different channels, maybe advice, and vice versa. People who have been working with advice, they go through a downturn, they say, well, I can lose money all by myself. I don't need to pay someone to lose money. And they switch to do it yourself. And so there's always been this sort of natural equilibrium where people shift between channels, especially when you have market downturns, because you're always trying to figure, well, what do I do differently because this didn't work? And so I think we're doomed to never really learn that lesson en masse. But the changing nature of the industry, I think it has changed forever because of the access to advice in non-traditional ways, such as online communities like Wall Street Bets, where you can get unofficial advice, good and bad, and everything in between, from millions of people in this sense of community, which again breaks through this us versus them. It's like all of us in it together. Unfortunately, a lot of those people really, they're encouraging really risky behavior. You know, one last thing I want to squeeze in, because I think this is an interesting bit of trivia. Do you know who the pioneer of payment for order flow was? It was Bernie Madoff.
Really?
Yeah, wow. That's an interesting little nugget.
What an extraordinary legacy for Bernie, in addition to the other one that will still go unmentioned. Preet, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks, Bruce.
Preet Banerjee, personal finance expert, YouTuber, podcaster, man about town. He was here to talk about how Robinhood can afford to offer commission-free trading. Answer, order flow.